Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
You always have a background up, don't you?
Yes, always. Yes. Yes, so we can't see. Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So Sharon, we're going to do like we did the last time. I'll get everything started and then Jenny will help us wrap at the end.
Flying.
Oh, she's still connecting to audio, so she can't hear us. Cool. Not letting her connect.
No, I guess not. I don't know why. She's going to have to try again.
Hey, Jenny, do we want to change anything on this?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I think that's good.
We're good.
Keep sending that to you and ask.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I got. Oh, you can't see this. But just basically let me know if you have any changes. I'm just going to send him a note and says, Bob, ad looks great. No changes. Thanks. I can get it up. Ooh! I just dropped a marker on my dress. So I can get it off my desk.
And then yeah, see if Sharon is in the waiting room again.
Oh, she is. Sorry.
You're fine. I'll keep you on it. We'll get you in the second.
Thank you, because I am multitasking over here.
Yay, it worked. Oh, almost.
Oh. No.
What?
There oh yeah.
Not again. How are you?
Hi.
I can't use my microphone.
Oh.
I'm gonna try it again because I wonder, can we record this? You are recording, of course. You're so smart. This is a smart girl. Try this again. Sound quality is better. Built-in microphone.
We only have one person in the waiting room, so it's okay.
Oh, this might work.
There it is.
Hear me?
Oh, that's better.
That good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear you. Sweet. Well, all righty then. Hence why I always love to check first. Check, check, Roger Dodger.
Yeah, you want to check, try the slideshow really quickly too?
Yes.
All right, let me bring it up.
Videos.
One moment.
Okay.
And so there's that, three, and then so that plays through. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then I think when it stops, then I can just like click here, and then I have to go to the next one and hit play.
The Nishi Poo.
And then that's the next thing. And then okay, cool. Last slide here.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect.
Karen, a lot like the last time, I'll get us started and kick us off, and then Jenny's going to take over.
Of course. And you're going to leave us. Fine. What are you going to go out on the boat? Dump me like you did yesterday? She just clicked out. She was like, bye. Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye.
It was so bad. My internet, I don't know why it was so slow.
Yeah, it was. I'm, you were choppy McChopperty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could not hear me. And I'm glad I didn't have to talk much and that I did not mess up the recording.
Well, I was like pulling teeth in that one. It was more like this for me. Sorry. That was a tough one. They're not all like that. Actually, most of them aren't like that. But anyway. All right. So
yeah, yes. Yeah.
You look like you might be busy today. What's going on over there?
I have a lot of paperwork, you know. The stuff I wait till the end of the week to do.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. That's what Jenny knows. I always leave my Fridays, although this isn't Friday. I get so backed up that I flag emails that I got to go back and answer and paperwork. And that's usually what Friday consists of. Oh, Craig Turner's on this call. Is that?
Who's that? Signed up.
He's an old friend of mine from.
Oh.
He just joined the chamber.
Yeah. From New York. Still lives in New York.
Ah. What does he do? Can I pick on him?
Like business startup kind of stuff, helps businesses and get started. And,
cool.
Yeah, you'll like him. You can totally pick on him. He's fun. Maybe 10 years ago, and not in my first chamber job, but my second chamber job at a national event. And yeah, we've been friends ever since. So
sweet.
Joining because he's moving. He joined because he's going to move to Tampa. So mm-hmm. He's getting his business started mm-hmm. here.
Oh, good.
Before they moved. So yeah. Kind of crazy. It's a very small world that he wants to come.
Really is.
Here we are, you know, because when I met him, I was in West Virginia.
That's why they say never burn a bridge.
That's right.
Can we do that same thing where we kind of go around in the beginning and everybody just say like, and you know, really like who they are and what their business is, and that's it. Otherwise, it could be a Woody show, and we love Woody.
Woody's not here yet, so.
Well, I'm sure he's coming. He was at our office yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ours too.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me scan these real quick. I'll be
right back. He's really excited about that new Rocco, whatever the heck is
Rock it. House. Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
We just set up their ribbon cutting. It'll be next Friday.
Yeah. I'm sure he's happy about that because he mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. He's looking forward to it.
He's like, Sharon, you really do think I could be a spokesperson for something? I'm like, yes, you could. You totally could. You could be one of those like weather people somewhere. Hello, here's today's weather. I'm Woody. And here I am. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Aw.
Let's get it over with now.
Try around.
Oh
false alarm.
We were getting our pool fixed. So the guy keeps coming back and forth. And Charlie Brown loves that. It's his new best friend.
All right. We only have three. We only have Craig, Doug, and Mary.
We should have 17 total.
As I always say, it takes a long time to get from the living room to your office. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, but it's true. Every event. Wow, this hair is a mess. So I was in Tampa at 7:30 this morning.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. There were 500 people in the Armature Works for the Tampa Bay Crisis Center.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was at Armature Works.
Yes, it was. And there was no parking because there were 500 people there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't miss going to Tampa. That's for damn sure. I go for Clara Reynolds, but that's about it. Everywhere. They want, people want to start eventing again.
It's
yeah, Jenny. Yeah.
We are oversold on our golf tournament, which is a great problem to have.
Yes. People are ready to go out.
Yeah.
And there was a virtual option too to this place, and everybody chose to come, which is crazy.
Yep.
Golf is good though.
Doesn't even exist anymore.
All right. I'll go ahead and admit everybody and then just let everybody, we now have Kelly that has joined the crew. Let's just see if I can make my hair look nuts.
Yeah. Kelly's really excited about this, to be able to do all of this with colorful clear water.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. Here. Oh, nope. She just dropped out. All right. Here's left. Maybe she'll join back in just a second.
Yeah.
Probably fine. People think that it's probably broken when they don't get to join right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a minute. Yeah. I know.
Our friend yesterday on the interview joined the Zoom event 7 times. I counted. Hi, everybody.
Oh, there she is. She came back. Hi, Craig. Hi, Mary. Hi, Doug. Good
afternoon.
Hello, people. Good to see you all.
Good to see you, too.
Drinking on a job.
You're drinking on the job? Is that what you said?
Melissa, would you sing for us while we're all waiting, please?
Oh, that's hilarious. I'm not going to torture you all with that today. Maybe another event, maybe the next one. I need to warm up first. So that's the only reason it's not going to happen right now.
Catching her off guard.
Speaking of, what is our
next sing. She's just been in
Alyssa, what is the next one? Is that one... clubhouse and podcasting?
I believe so. Yeah. Which I'm excited about.
So we can really scare everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited about that one. Excited about all of them, of course.
All right. We had quite a few more registered than has shown up at this point. So we'll give it another minute or two. If you're sure you don't want to sing Alyssa, maybe you can find something else to entertain everyone.
It's tempting.
What about Amanda? How about you sing?
No. Craig's actually probably heard that, but I don't think anybody else needs to hear that. So it's a lot of beer and karaoke, usually. I'm like, maybe. So Mary, that's a great picture. I don't know if you can hear us, but that's a great picture.
Yes, that's why it's there, because it looks better than the live version.
Understood. We all have days like that.
What happens when it's every day?
Well, that's what happened during 2020, right? That's you right. know, you only have to look decent from the waist up.
Yeah.
That's still my vibe. I have sweat shorts on right now.
Don't stand up. Should we say the Pledge of Allegiance? All righty, Sharon, you want to go ahead and get us started? I said hello to everyone here. I don't think I need introduction to anyone here. Thank you so much for joining us. Jenny, I'm going to make you host. I will be exiting sooner than this will be done. So Jenny, keep an eye on anybody that might join us. But thank you so much for participating and joining us today. And Sharon, thank you so much for imparting your knowledge to our team. This is being recorded, so in case you missed something, it will be available later for you to go back and review. So with that, Sharon, I'll let you take over. And Alyssa, thank you so much for being here to support her.
And for singing at the end. Thank you, Alyssa. She's going to kill me later. Hi, everybody. I'm Sharon Feckety, the founder of 13th Avenue Media, and Alyssa is my digital media specialist extraordinaire. We like to say she's on the ones and twos. So Alyssa will be the wonderful assistant to my non-knowledge of using PowerPoints, slideshows, or anything like that. I am just hard to believe the brains behind this sometimes. And of course, I do like to keep it light, have some fun. This is lunchtime. I hope you're all eating lunch, or if you are, please mute yourself. I don't want to hear you chewing. Also kidding. But we're going to have some fun today because we're going to talk about reels. So before we get started, though, it's always important for me to know who the audience is, because I want to bring you as much value as possible. I can spend this entire hour talking, but I assume that you're here for a reason. So let's go ahead and try to amplify your business so you can say your name and the company that you're with. And then maybe towards the end, hopefully I can call on you, or you could ask a question because this is hopefully going to be time well spent to help amplify your business. So who would like to start? Or Jenny, you want to just go ahead around the Zoom? Thank you.
Sounds good. My name is Jenny Barrow. I'm the Director of Business Development and Member Engagement for Amplify Clearwater. Craig, you're next.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's afternoon, right? Yeah. My name's Craig Turner. I'm with Momentum, the business growth agency. This is my first Amplify Clearwater event, I think. I look at Amanda's nodding. I'm the newest Amplify Clearwater member, unless somebody came in after me in the last couple of days. But I am actually sitting in Buffalo, New York right now. And we recently just announced our opening of a virtual office in Tampa. Part of a expansion. We do PR, marketing, social media, all as a base. But the company that we're actually bringing to Tampa, Momentum, the business growth agency, we help companies optimize their chamber memberships. So companies that are members of chambers, we go in, we work with the chamber to get them better and more value for their investment. So thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thanks to Amanda for the great introduction to the region and the organization and everything. So I'm glad. I'm very excited.
Well, and I have to say, so Craig has known me for a very long time, definitely more than anybody on this call. I met him in 2010. Is that right? We were in Milwaukee.
I think it was in 2010.
So when they say it's a small world, it's really a small world. And I'm excited to have him involved in the chamber. And looking to invest here in the Tampa Bay area. So you're not our newest member any longer, but that's a good thing for us, right? I mean, we've had a couple of new members come in actually in the last couple of days.
Good.
But one of our newer members, and I'm really excited to have him plugged in because he knows so much about the chamber world and really can help businesses connect to us. And so it's going to be a great partnership.
Thanks, Amanda. I'm excited.
Mary, you want to go next?
Sure. So I'm Mary Reichman. I'm the Director of Sales, Marketing, and Events for the Hyatt Regency on Clearwater Beach. I've been fortunate enough to have a great marketing manager for the last 5 years, but she departed to move on to other things. And I find myself without a marketing manager while I'm trying to hire a new one. So I need to brush up on some things I don't know that much about anymore. So here I am.
Doug, would you like to go next?
Hey, I'm Doug Williams. I've been involved with the Chamber probably longer than anybody in this room, since 94. I'm a retired banker, and as such, I still affiliate with the Pelton Associates, CPAs, and financial advisors. But and other than that, I do volunteer work. With that, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. Kelly, you want to go next?
Sure thing. Hi. I have a website called Colorful Clearwater. It just got picked up a couple months ago by Newsbreak, so it's reaching a whole lot more people. And I've noticed that when I share business videos, they just send them to me and I post them. It gets a lot more views than regular written posts. Pictures are popular too, but I really want to know how to do more with Instagram. There was one post that I did with my dog visiting all the parks in Clearwater. That was so popular. And all I did was take pictures. If I could learn how to do videos, I'd be ecstatic. So I heard Mary say something about the Hyatt Regency. We shared one of their videos and that really was super popular, but I'm looking to do more. You know, a lot of business owners don't know how to take their own videos. So I'd like to come in and do it for them. So the Instagram reels, that would really be helpful.
And that's all we got. Sharon, we'll turn it over to you and Alyssa. And then yes, if you do have any questions that pop up, you can either put them in the chat, raise your hand, any of that, cut in possibly. But yes.
Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask Alyssa to give a little who she is before you hit that. Yeah. Who are you, Alyssa Palazuela?
Definitely. I thought you were going to say cut up to the slides there. hi, my name's Alyssa Palazuela. And contrary to that introduction, I don't sing or anything remotely like that, if you all got that earlier. I'm the digital media specialist for 13th Avenue Media. I love all things content creation. I create content, a unique piece of content for each of our clients on a daily basis. We are marketing in the year that we're living in. So we're helping brand your companies and just get your name out there to the masses with things like Instagram Reels. So I'm really excited about this one today. Reels are awesome. I use them for all of our clients. And the organic reach with Reels is absolutely incredible. So I'm excited for you all to find out more about it today. And yeah, we also do other things as well, like podcasting, influencer marketing, and all that kind of stuff. But that's it about me. So Sharon,
thank you, Alyssa.
You're welcome. When you're ready, I'll share my screen.
Okay, great. So just like Alyssa mentioned, we are a media company, and we do like to talk about the year that we're living in, which is hard to believe that a year ago, the world looked a lot different. And now we're hopefully starting to emerge out. As I went to an event at 7:30 this morning in Tampa, I can feel the energy of people wanting to get back together, which is nice. But it's also great to be able to offer some information about all of the media outlets that we utilize at 13th Avenue Media. We also provide consulting. So if anybody is just looking for a little help or some advice offline, please feel free to reach out. So Alyssa, with that, on the ones and twos, let's pull up those awesome slides that you are responsible for, not me. Okay, so we're gonna talk about Reels. And I always, because I have a PR background, I always like to answer the question like what, who, how, why. So I wanted to start with just what are Reels? And I'd love to know a little bit later if anybody has ventured out. I did check out my Clearwater and they've done one reel that's gotten over 2,900 views, and Amplify Clearwater has also done a reel, which got over 1,000 views. The Hyatt, not yet, but maybe we could do some testing and help you guys out to get your first reel up there, because it really is a great feature. So as it says, you know, it's the latest feature on Instagram, and it is a spinoff of TikTok. We are going to do one of these workshops on TikTok. And I think even out of all the young, hip people on my team, I'm the OG of TikTok. So I have really embraced all things social media. I've had a great love for it since I was marketing for medical practices that I was running way back in the day. So it is a spinoff. I will tell you flat out, it is not as good, but if you are an Instagram fan and you have a following on Instagram and you are doing organic social media, this is almost the only way to encourage new people to follow you, to join you, to engage with you, because it is an incredible spinoff of TikTok. You get to put music, and we're going to show you a little bit about that. Words educate your audience. So it should play a crucial role in your business marketing strategy, because there's 1 billion monthly active users on Instagram that have already embraced it. So I have been screaming about Reels since it started. It all goes back to whenever a platform puts out a new feature, you should think first, instead of what most people do, which is, oh God, another feature, right? That's really what we do. Something more I have to learn. But think more about the opportunity that it presents to have organic growth for that platform. Because as we'll talk about, Instagram's algorithm is favoring the accounts that are regularly publishing and engaging with Reels because it's a new feature. But mind you, it's not so new anymore. You know, when IGTV came out, nobody knew how to use that either. It's not even as favored IGTV as Reels are, because it really has some incredible reach and it's a lot of fun. So, Instagram Reels offers tools to cut and edit 3 to 30 second videos with text, music, stickers, and other special effects. Again, we're going to show that too. But when it first started, it only offered 15 seconds. So that might not sound like a lot, but because we market in the year that we are living in, 2021, as you know, everybody has the attention span of a flea. So you really have to hit it and hit it hard right away. So 15 seconds is sometimes the video time frame that I choose to do my own videos on Reels, because I realize they're going to perform better, because 30 seconds is like a lifetime. And we thought 1 minute was a long time. Okay, so here's what Instagram offers, right? It offers the stories, which are 15 second temporary videos. And I would say that most of the younger generation really embraces the stories, because they don't want to commit to that feed. You know, they know it's going to disappear. Instagram was smart and they took that feature that was on Snapchat with these stories and saw how much it resonated with the younger crowd and brought it over to Instagram. And I really think that's kind of what saved them, because everybody was going over to Snapchat for a while. So the stories are still very popular and a great place to just consistently post. People find it, like, they'll just go through everybody's story. So I really do think stories are great to add to the content that you're already pushing out on your platform. 1 minute videos posted to the feed, long form. So if it's over a minute, it will automatically go to an IGTV, and the Reels are 15 to 30 seconds. So that's just a little bit like the what about Reels. So we can go to the next one, Alyssa. Why do we have to use these Reels? So every social media platform for business should be used to grow your brand, You know, I still hear, of course, you know, I hate social media. Well, great, but it's free. So really to hate something that could really reach an audience that you are trying to get attention from, it really is amazing what Reels can do for your business. So the people that have not encouraged Reels, I will tell you, are really and truly missing out on an opportunity, because just like if you follow the patterns of social media, you know, Facebook at one point was, you know, the organic growth was incredible. And now if you really want to reach people, paid advertising is the best way to go. Of course, keeping consistent organic content out on Facebook is a good idea. Same thing with Instagram. But even the Instagram influencers became worried as soon as TikTok came along. So when TikTok came along, Instagram, again, smart enough to take on that feature, and Reels could really help grow your brand. So when we talk about branding, we talk about educating our audience. This is certainly not the time to start selling, selling, and more selling. I can't tell you how many times I have told my clients what a bad idea it is to put your phone number into Instagram because nobody can click on it. That's number one. Number two is because nobody wants to be sold to, right? So this is all about branding. It gives Reels gives you a real opportunity to showcase your business's personality, share about your business values, and highlight what separates you from the competition, if you believe in competition, which I don't. Hence why I said from everyone else. But that's really what I mean. Education should absolutely be one of your marketing strategy's core pillars, because an educated prospect is so much more engaged and likely to make a purchase, follow you, engage in your platform. So Reels are an optimal platform for commanding attention and getting your message across fast. And this is another reason why I hate doing slides, because I end up just reading them. You can read, right? So I'm going to just talk through this a little bit more, because I don't want to get stuck on the knowledge. I really want to help you guys understand why they're so important. So because social media is getting so crowded, right? And there's always something different. Really, really consider that when a platform like Instagram gives you an opportunity to reach the masses, which is what they really are doing with Reels, you have to embrace it versus fighting against it, because you will get left behind if you just continue to post pretty pictures. It seems as though a lot of people use stories to put everyday content, and they think maybe that their feed, which is, you know, just what you look at when you go on somebody's page on Instagram, like to try to make the grid look really pretty. You know, nobody gives a blank. If this was my workshop, I would have said that word, but this is out of respect for Amplify. We don't want to say curse words here, but honestly, people are not interested in how pretty it looks. They're interested in either purchasing from you, following you, or being educated. So social media is less about traditional hard sell marketing and more about communication and connection. Brands that successfully use social media craft an authentic voice that resonates with their target audience. So no sell, sell, sell. Next slide, please. That's the why. Now let's talk about how to use them. So my advice to everybody always and everywhere for the end of, till the end of time, I will say the same thing. You have to taste it first. There's absolutely no reason why today we don't know how to use anything because of, you know, G-O-O-G-L-E, very important word. There's YouTube, you know, so I've trained my mom at this stage to not text and ask me anything unless she Googles it first. My husband fixes his car via YouTube now. We don't have to go to the mechanic anymore. And tasting something and learning about it is the absolute best practice. So spend some time watching it first. That's what I do. I watch, because if I just jump into the party and I don't know what the party's theme is, I could look like a real dork being dressed up as somebody from the 20s when it's an 80s party, right? So you really have to spend some time watching what's happening.
watch what's popular. Do searches. You could do searches right in Instagram. There's that little search, little circle that everybody's familiar with now of how to do a search, and check out hospitality and Clearwater. Just search it and see what's popping up in the Reels section, so you can get a taste for what is doing well on the platform already. So and check out what your competitors are doing with Reels. I believe that no wheel needs to be reinvented. We just need to do it better. That's all. So if you have an objective for your reel, then you map it out, right? So 13th Avenue Media, for this event today, we decided it would be a good idea to do some reels about reels, right? We're going to keep it strategic to the information that we're trying to put out there to our audience. So if we want to teach people about reels, doing educational videos, 15-second and 30-second videos about why it's a good idea, how to use it and such, is what we choose to do. So remember, you only have 30 seconds to play with. So it's best to not just hit, you know, record. It's best to plan it out. Taste it, plan it out, check out what your competitors are doing, have an objective. And then you want to practice creating some reels before you hit that publish button. Okay. So let's go to the next one. All right, here we go with how to. We're going to just show you a little video of how to post a reel. It might go by fast, but we are willing and able to share this with you. And also you can check it out on our social. Here we go. Oh, we don't have any music. So normally there's music in the background, but because this is, let's do it again.
Oh, I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I think it was because I'm muted, so yes. You guys can't hear my, sorry about that. It's I didn't realize that. Let me do that.
It's all right, we're gonna do it again. You can dance or not. The audio, the length, the speed, all of those buttons are to the left. Or you can upload a previous video. Add music and other effects. So I don't know if anybody noticed on that one. Let's just hold off for a second before we go to the next one. There was a little TikTok logo that showed up there. And this is something that I do often, that we do often with 13th Avenue Media. Instagram doesn't always offer music that we prefer. So we, and we could just do more on TikTok. And when you're on TikTok, you can save a video. And once you have a saved video, you can just add it and use it as a reel. I don't suggest doing that all the time because I think people get bored with your not being able to create content specific to the platform. But I do think, you know, if you didn't have time or something and you were already a user of TikTok, which I'm not sure if anybody here is, that you could easily just share it that way. So let's go to the next one, Alyssa. We love tips. We love hashtags. Loves trend. So an important thing I want to bring up here, you see how we have registration link in bio? I can't tell you how many times I've seen people put a link in their feed on Instagram. We use, oh goodness, Alyssa, Linktree. Okay, that's, I don't know if anybody's heard of Linktree, but I highly recommend looking that up because in your feed on Reels, you can't put a link and have somebody click it. Same as you can't put a phone number, you know, but I know that a lot of people use platforms like Hootsuite to have the content scheduled. And if you schedule and it's going from Facebook to Instagram, that copy isn't going to be the same. So you really have to be native to each platform.
That might be a whole other workshop one day, but be careful when you're doing these types of events even, or promoting, that you put your link in the bio, which is in the section of where you would maybe put your website. And then when the registration is over and the event's over, don't forget to get rid of it and put your website back on there, which is me reminding myself to make sure that we take this one off today. So you can go to the next slide, Alyssa, thank you. I love putting tips, you know, if you want to think about tips, and I have some ideas, the last slide, of creative ideas that you could utilize for Reels. But I can promise you, we could show you that video 6 more times. And I could tell you exactly how to post a Reel, but you're never going to be able to do it until you try it. That's a promise. You have to test everything. So you have to actually practice it, because until you make mistakes like I did, you're not going to be able to do it very well. So remember, forget the hard selling. Reels are not about pushing your product or service on the viewers. It's about branding. And so branding is creating awareness about your brand. It's creating education. It's informing people of what you have, giving them value, encouraging people to follow you, giving away your knowledge for free is the very best ways to brand, in my opinion, and repurposing content. So if you've had some popular content on another platform, say LinkedIn or Facebook, and you just don't have time, like our friend who just, you know, doesn't have a marketing manager right now, you could take some of that content that she's created before and repurpose it, but just make sure it's sized correctly for Instagram Reels. That's all. You just have to make sure it's sized correctly. If you don't know how to do that, we could always go back to that G-O-O-G-L-E. It will tell you exactly how to do it. Okay, let's go to the next one, because I have some ideas for everybody. And then I'd really love to get some questions and just some feedback and specifics about your business that we could help you out with. So some ideas for Reels. Everybody loves behind the scenes. They just love it. You know, people want to know what Jenny's doing. What is Jenny doing all day behind the scenes? You think Jenny's just sitting around waiting for the next event? She is not. She's gathering up information for the newsletters. She's getting ready for a golf event, but people want to see that. So it's a great idea for Reels. That's why I put that one first. So, and then creating a before and after. Say you have a service that you're just starting, actually a product would have been a better word than service there. Like you're doing hair. See, sometimes I read my stuff and I'm like, what are you trying to say, Sharon? I was thinking about hair. Take this horrible shot of my hair and then fix it as the hairdresser, looking all good with your flat iron, and then post the after. Everybody loves a good before and after. Do the same thing with Botox, whatever it is. If you're building something new, everybody wants to see what it looked like before, especially if it's, you know, something awesome. So the before and afters, when you first started building and then what it looks like today, telling your story, just too important. And, you know, I think a lot of this always comes down to being self-aware in my mind when it comes to social media is like, really, nobody is thinking about you as much as you think that they're thinking about you. So a lot of people get caught up with, I don't want to do this, or nobody wants to hear this, or nobody wants that. You're just having a little conversation in between your ears. And I promise you that there are people out there that are interested in your story and a story about your brand and a story about your why and a story about how you've done what you've done really, really does well. And condensing it can be done. You can condense it. You could also do, you know, part one, part two, part three, and spread out your content like that. Teaching your audience a skill and sharing tips, like I mentioned before, super helpful. And you could do it in cute ways in the text. There's options where you can, you know, have a picture. You don't even have to do video, and you could put text in it and like a bubble with, you know, tip number one, tip number two, tip number three. That really works. Showing your products in action, celebrating an employee, always a great idea. When you're shouting somebody out, make sure you tag them, make sure you use hashtags. Sharing others' content is always great. I did it this morning. I saw a really great post about being an entrepreneur from Damon James, I think his name is. Anyway, it was really, really good. And I shared it and I tagged him and I hashtagged it and I showed some love for somebody else. People love that. And most of the time, other people's ideas are better than mine. So I like to share theirs. Make lists with music in the background, like step one, step two, step three, and you could choose cute music in the background that is popular. And you'll see once you start practicing this, once you start doing it, that the music is listed. You know, I think it says audio, not music. Am I right, Alyssa? Can you unmute yourself? I'm pretty sure it says audio, not music when you're choosing.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it says audio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All these apps have something different. So jump on a trend. It's very easy to find out what's popping, as they say. Find out what trend is happening. You could do searches on that in Reels and then jump on that trend and do it a certain way. I didn't really hone in too much on hashtags. I feel like I can't talk about hashtags enough, actually. I think it's hard for people sometimes to understand why it's so important. So if you just think like hashtag Sharon Feckety is a terrible hashtag because ain't nobody looking for me. Well, maybe they are. And hopefully it's in a good way. But hashtag entrepreneur, hashtag social media, hashtag my Clearwater, hashtag Clearwater, hashtag amplify your business. It's for searches only. People are looking up hashtags to find you. So if you don't add hashtags, hear me, my friends. The only people that are going to see your content are the people that are already following you. So putting hashtags under your reels is a very, very good idea as well. And you always can look up to see what hashtags are trending or what hashtags are relevant in your demographic. I highly, highly recommend your hashtags. It doesn't matter what everybody tells you that you should only have two, or you should only have four, or you should put dots in the middle of them. Don't matter. Just put them in there. Okay. I already mentioned sharing a TikTok video you made on Reels. I don't know how many people on this call are doing TikTok. I hope so. I'm looking forward to hearing somebody that is. If you're not, you definitely want to join that workshop that we're doing on TikTok coming up in the near future. All of our workshops are the last Thursday of every month during this time. But I would really, really love to hear from you guys. So with that, thank you so much for being here today. And let's talk about Reels so we can go ahead and stop sharing. And who is going to be the brave one that goes first?
I'll just jump in and say great job. I mean, it was I haven't used Reels. I've seen them. I've looked at them. My business, the business company, I don't even have an Instagram for it because of the people I target aren't on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I have other products that I've put out that have a following that makes a lot of sense. So this has been very, very helpful to me.
Great. Thank you. Well, Instagram Reels too, like even if somebody was just starting, we have all of our clients just doing Reels right now because our mind, it is really and truly their only hope for gaining attention because, I mean, you know, we've done them where they've gotten over 2,000 views. The chances of you getting 2,000 views on a post that you're not putting hashtags on and Instagram, you know, you have to think of it like, Craigslist. Remember Craigslist?
Yep.
Once really hot. People love putting stuff on Craigslist. Like you'd have to post something every 5 seconds for it to stay on top. So everything is just being pushed down. But with this new feature, it's really, really a great advantage to gain more followers for sure. And the other trick, which is Clubhouse, can certainly get you more followers on Instagram. But you have to come to the Clubhouse workshop to learn more about that.
Sure.
Certainly been the way to increase my following. Who's next? Thanks, Craig. Hi, Kelly. Go ahead and unmute yourself. There you go.
I attended your last Amplify where you first talked about Reels And one of my first questions was, well, I don't have enough storage on my phone. And you told me about phones and stuff. I 2 hours later, I ran out and I got a, what do you call those little things to hold a lot?
Oh, good. Some more storage.
I've been practicing. I've been watching. But I'm not finding a really good tutorial on it. When they talk about doing reels, they're so fast. They're younger, right? I'm old. So it's just really difficult for me to find an idiot's guide to.
You come by my office and we'll give you okay. A personal one for sure.
Yeah. That was my next question. If I could have your email and Alyssa, because I'm kind of exploring consulting. So I would love to get your emails. So.
We'd love to. And absolutely, we will do that. But I want to tell you that really practicing is the best way. I can't learn by listening. And imagine, this is my life. I'm 48. I am no young chicken, but I hang out with a lot of young people. And I test everything. I just do it myself. And I've screwed it up. And I screwed up good in the beginning. And then I get more comfortable. So it really is about testing, but we'd be happy to show you. So it's no problem.
Okay.
You've got more storage.
My dog, I have an account for my Colorful Clearwater, and I have one for my dog. My dog has like 500 followers.
Yeah.
I have like 10. So I found that dogs are pets or animals and kids are really super popular. But my stuff looks so amateurish compared to the people with hundreds of thousands of viewers. So that's what I'm kind of looking to do.
So that leads me to say what I always say. It does not matter how many people are following you. It only matters that the people following you are buying from you. So it's one of the big misnomers. I feel like I have to have 10,000 followers. I have to have 500,000 followers. Well, a lot of those people have been bought. I don't know any new company that can start and just, or unless, I don't know, you're like Puff Daddy, right? Do they even call him Puff Daddy anymore? But, you know, if you have some celebrity status or you're in a bikini, there's a good chance you're going to have a big following. Okay. Other than that, it's really, it's struggle. That's why organic growth, utilizing something like Reels, it's almost your only hope. For sure. The other trick is Clubhouse, because Clubhouse only offers Instagram as a way for people to DM each other. So because I speak a lot on Clubhouse, people go into my bio and they click on, because it's the only clickable item. They go to my Instagram and then all of a sudden they have all these new followers, which I've, you know, been praying for my whole life. I'm kidding. I really only want anybody following me or our businesses that has an interest in doing business with us. So, and I get it. Like, listen, if I was dropped with the good Instagram fairy with 600,000 followers, I'm not going to cry about it. But I know it's not going to happen today. So we want to engage with our community, certainly putting, you know, the demographic that we want to reach in our hashtags. I think a lot of people lose out because they don't show love to Clearwater or Clearwater Beach or Amplify Clearwater. You have to make sure that you're putting your demographic in there because those are usually the ones that you want to buy from you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Anybody else? Jenny? You got to unmute yourself, girl.
I cannot believe that I am one of those people now.
I've been there. We've all done it a year later.
I did get a message directly from Mary that she did have to leave, but she got exactly what she needed out of this. Exactly, you know, the information of how to go about doing it. I know that we need to start utilizing Reels more often. What we do is put our ribbon cuttings, and I didn't know what our following was for our Reels, so I'm glad that the one that we posted, I think it was of Sea Dogs, theirs.
Yeah.
But now it's like, yes, let's do it more often, because if we're getting that amount of people to watch it, it's incredibly worth it. So
I can promise you it's everybody's only hope. For sure. Like, I'm guaranteeing that, unless you're doing paid advertising. Paid advertising works even better than Reels, But for a lot of the small businesses or new businesses that are popping up, why not take advantage of something that you can get a lot of? And because you've had so many, dare I give you some advice? But because you've had so many ribbon cuttings, and if you have those videos, you could just start sharing them. Now, I've already looked at that ribbon cutting and people have commented. So now you have to reply back to them, because if you're not replying back to people, they're going to stop following you. You have to engage.
Yep.
So there we go. Awesome. Let me stalk in your Instagram.
Great. We are hiring a social media intern for the summer through Pinellas County School. So we're going to beef it up big time and have them, you know, set it all up for us.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, cool. Is there anybody else? Alyssa, did you want to jump in and offer any of your pearls of wisdom today, since you are the queen of reels?
Well, I would like to reiterate how reels are in my experience. Like I'm constantly stalking my clients' reels to see how well they're doing. And I'm also constantly like kind of comparing how well the reels are doing versus, because before reels were a thing, we used to only do regular video. So just like reiterate to really drive home what Sharon said, like absolutely reels are getting way more views than an average video. I use hashtags no matter what video that they're doing. And I know that my reels are doing at least doubly as well, if not considerably more than a regular video. So, I mean, you can get like, so I've seen 20 views on a regular video versus 50, 60, 70 plus on a reel. Even if that's the only, if that's as high as it gets, that's obviously still an increase. So I just definitely recommend it. Like 30 second long clips, the way to go. And if you're going to do content, reels right now are huge. So
yeah,
that's all. Yeah.
And we've done
those. Our ribbon cutting one, by the way, is at 1700.
Whoa, look at you. And if you think of, if you started comparing and started looking at your views on your analytics right now to just regular videos that you've posted on your feed, nothing could ever compare. There's also, I get questioned a lot, like, what is the right time to do it? There's no formula. So anybody that tells you that there is wrong. There's no formula. I've tried it all. I will tell you that the ones that you think less about are going to do better than the ones that you think are going to really kill. That's for sure. And that's just Murphy's Law, you know, but the ones that really, I just go, you know what? I think this one is going to do good. I'm just going to pop it up there. So you should just keep testing and keep trying and keep putting them out. And then like Alyssa said, you know, going back to seeing which ones did really well and then providing more content that your audience was consuming and enjoyed is a better idea.
Anybody? Hey, yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Can I ask you, Sharon, about business to business?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I look at Instagram. I use Instagram pretty much to, you know, to have conversations with my kids. But, you know, we're talking about 1700 views there. My interpretation of that is those are people that are looking at Instagram for personal entertainment, enjoyment reasons, whatever the case may be, rather than the actual businesses. And the reason I asked that question, just your thoughts from content creation perspective, as far as who the target is, am I talking to individuals or am I talking to, like you said, the people that are the companies that are going to buy from me, since I'm in business to business.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in business to business.
Yeah.
And I'm on every platform.
Yeah.
So Craig, we just met. I wasn't going to say anything when you said my audience isn't there. But in my mind, I was going, how the hell do you know?
Well, right? That's true. That's part of my question.
Right, which is great. I think that for sure, everybody's on Instagram. Well, especially there's this added Clubhouse has really made Instagram that much more powerful right now, because a lot of businesses are on Clubhouse and there's only one way to reach out to them is to leave that app and go to Instagram. So, and direct message each other. For sure, there's B2B, you know, all our clients range from wigs to doctors to executive recruiters. And so we're trying to reach businesses. We're not just trying to reach people. You missed the LinkedIn workshop that we did. I'm happy to share that with you anytime. LinkedIn though, like B2B,
LinkedIn, I'm sure you're on it.
That's where I am. Sure. That's right. That's where I spend most of my time.
Yeah. Right. But the organic growth in LinkedIn right now is crazy good. Yeah. So even all of the content that we're creating for our clients on Reels, we're repurposing on LinkedIn.
Agree.
So it's better to be in all, because we never know where our audience could actually be. That's the truth. So I always say, you know, don't think about like what platform should I be using. Don't miss out on opportunity on platforms that you think that your clients might not be.
Okay. That's great. I appreciate that.
You got it. Anybody else? Kelly?
I was going to ask how to find hashtags for the demographic. I just typed in Clearwater. Mm-hmm. It brings up everything that begins with Clearwater, but is there a way, like you mentioned My Clearwater, is there a way of finding those hashtags that don't begin with the word Clearwater?
I'd go to Google for that.
Okay. Just
type best hashtags for blank, whatever you're looking for. Thank you. There's a great opportunity from there to just hit copy. And then, so what we do, because we have to put hashtags on for all of our clients, right? And imagine if we had to do that individually. So what we do is we keep it in our notes. So we would copy 30, because you should be putting 30, 30. I don't care what anybody tells you. In Instagram, put as many as you can on every platform, except maybe Facebook, maybe throw in like 3, but LinkedIn the same, 100% hashtag it up so other people can find you. But you definitely want to just hit copy, put it in your notes and label it. You know, here's my Clearwater hashtags. Here's my dog hashtags. This way you could just copy and paste it. I can't stop myself. So now I have to give you more advice. So you also want to think about changing some of them up sometimes though, you know, like don't keep the same, keep like 25 of the same and switch out the 5, because that's how you're going to find new people. I don't know what's happening with my hands here. All of a sudden I'm Italian. It's coming. It's my from New York, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I answer anything else for anybody? All right, Alyssa, it's your turn to sing then. Hit it.
I was hoping you would never ask.
She's going to kill me later, guys. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. If anybody wants to reach us, I think Alyssa put my email address in the chat. If you want to, yeah, send it out for everybody and Alyssa's. We're more than happy to help. If you want us to show you in person how to do it, our office is in the Ring in Clearwater. We are right in Jenny's hood. So, and we love Amplify Clearwater. And any way that we can help you amplify your business, we're happy to do that. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And come to the next one, which will be about Clubhouse and podcasting. Two of my faves.
27.
Yes. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, @AmplifyClearwater.com. Thank you.